believe that all the marriages out there have a chance to just be long-lasting and live a life together as a happy couple. So you guys can also find us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
And it would be really, really awesome if you like us on Facebook, because then you can get all of the updates.
Which is Facebook.com/liveyourbestmarriage.
Or you can go back to where it all started, which was liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog, and you can subscribe there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we are really, really excited to be back. We were off a couple of weeks.
And why is that, Whitney?
And no, it was not a vacation.
And by the way, we are so glad that some of you reached out to us and asked where we were. It's really nice to know that there's actually a community of folks who are actually listening to what we are saying, because sometimes when we are doing this podcast, we are in our basements and in our basement just doing a podcast, and we don't have that feedback from somebody that, hey, I'm listening to you. It's just us talking to a microphone. And when we are actually getting a feedback that, hey, guys, where have you guys been? It just does something to an entrepreneur or just to somebody doing a podcast that, hey, actually somebody is listening to my message, and actually my message is needed in the world.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yes. Of course.
So keep up that feedback. And Whitney, are you going to tell us why we had taken a little bit time off?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we just had a ton of projects that we were working on for our family business, and we honestly felt like we just didn't have time to even do our own podcast.
Oh yeah, and for those who don't know, aside from doing the podcast and aside from doing the Live Your Best Marriage blog, what we do for clients is we create websites, we do in-house video production, and also SEO. So we are also a media company, and here a local media company here in Wichita, Kansas. And we had several clients who are going through launches, and they needed projects done like last week.
Mm-hmm. So there was, they want it done right this second.
Yeah. Right down. And there's a, and we also still have that, and we are very, very grateful for having that, because it helps feed our family and helps support the Live Your Best Marriage ministry. And at the same time, maybe it's just a problem where we did not schedule well, or what is it?
Well, we actually, in the last few weeks, we've had several of our current clients or longtime clients want brand new projects. Yes. But also at the same time, we had a few brand new clients come into the picture. And so, although that was a really busy thing for us, I would say it was definitely a good problem to have. And the reason why we're talking about it so much in this episode is we actually wanted to open up a discussion about entrepreneur couples.
Yes.
And couples who run their own business and also have children.
Yes.
Because in the beginning, we never knew where our next client would come from.
Yes.
It was a really tough, it was a very, very, very tough, I don't know. I don't want to say battle. It was a very tough
experience. Yes.
Because we just never knew, like, are we going to have income? Is this sustainable? And just all these crazy questions running through our minds all the time, like 24/7.
Yes.
So now we basically we stuck with it.
Yes.
And we're like overloaded with work. And so that's a huge blessing. And one of the biggest lessons that Pesa and I have learned about being business owners, it's not about like being the most awesome person.
No.
It's not about being the most popular person in town. is mostly about sticking with it.
Yes.
That's pretty much what you gotta get over that really tough time where you just don't even know
what you're doing.
Yeah, you don't know what you're doing, and you don't even know if you're gonna have a profit left over after all of your expenses and all the time that you've put in.
And all the learning and all the million advices you're getting from everybody, and and the kids crying, and it's very interesting because when we were running our business, we also ended up having another child.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know if that says where our priorities were.
No, we were blessed with our fourth baby.
Yes.
And last year.
Yes.
So she's 9 months now, and I would say that all the lessons I've learned in this business have also taught me a lot about marriage.
Yes.
Because what I just mentioned a couple minutes ago about, it's all about just sticking with it. It's not about being doing the best marketing. It's not about giving the best service. I mean, you try to give the best service. But no one is ever perfect at
you
what they
do. You can always
get
better, because sometimes I look at what I did 2 years ago and I look at what I can do now. I'm like, wow, I have really grown. And I thought 2 years ago I had the best.
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly changing and getting better, but that's not the goal. That's not what your goal should be. Oh, I'm going to be the best SEO guy in town. No, nobody will ever be perfect at what they do.
Yes.
It's really, the majority of it is sticking with it. And so,
and providing a good service to your client.
Going back to marriage, I'm finding that also marriage sometimes is about sticking with it, because we've had our share of arguments and disagreements.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had our share of tough times where we're like, okay, maybe we're just not, or me, where I'm like, okay, maybe we're just not compatible. And then Pesa comes and like, he's like, nope, you're not leaving. If you leave, I'm going with you. I'm going to follow you. So it's not about being a perfect wife 24/7, because I've definitely screwed up many, many times.
Yeah.
And I have flaws and everything. So
we both do.
But we just stuck with it. Yes. So I don't know if I'm getting the point across or if I'm going overboard. But
and the thing is, like, we are sticking with it. And one thing I always want to say about working as a couple is, for example, I am the guy who can see the big vision 20 miles down the lane, 20 miles down the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I can see so clearly that this is where the business should go, and this is where the future of things are. I can see very clearly, mm-hmm. but I have another issue. The issue comes when it's time to implement it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I mean, I always need, and I'm so glad to have my wife with me, because after she has weeded out through the new 1,000 new ideas, and we have an idea that we're going to stick with, once she's on board with it, it actually makes it easier.
Right.
For me.
Right.
When it comes to the implementation. Mm-hmm. Because she pays more attention to details and actually on the execution.
Mm-hmm.
While I, for some reason, if it's not as exciting as I thought it was going to be, I just can bail out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. Pesa definitely is a visionary. He has always had a bigger vision than I do, especially just in terms of what we're capable of. His estimation is always way higher than mine. And I kind of have to bring down my visionary qualities a little bit so that I can keep things intact. And because that's another part of it, is like being able to keep track of all the projects that are going on and all the numbers that you want to come in, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not seeing any numbers come in, you gotta like keep track of those goals and keep adding everything up. And so that's not easy for him. Like, his vision is just so huge. He's like the Ray Kroc of web design.
Thank you.
He's like the guy who started McDonald's. He just sees like this huge thing, but it's, if something brings him down, like if keeping track of stuff, if spreadsheets are something that are hard for him, like just not hard in terms of difficult, but like it's just, it's more of a distraction from his, like all the projects that he's doing, then I should definitely be the one handling the spreadsheets.
Yes.
So it's whatever his strength is or whatever my weakness is, we pretty much just have to swap out and say, okay, you take this, I'll take that. Like, that's pretty much what it has been over the last few years. And we started in 2013.
Yes.
And Pesa was working as a nurse, and we knew we wanted to run our own business, but it was such a frustrating time because we just could not figure it out. That was disheartening.
Yes.
We didn't know how to go out and just make friends and then you guys do business together.
No.
We just had no clue.
And you know, a big problem with the industry that we are in a web design, basically we are in the marketing space. And when you go online and you look at some of the information that's being given out there by the gurus on our industry, there's a lot of get rich quick schemes. Like, just press this button and you will be rich in 2 days. Stuff like that. So they never tell you about how much they had to put in just to get to where they are, to even tell you that. And how much grind you have to, not so much about grind, how much do you even understand what they are talking about? Do you really get how much marketing you need to do?
Yeah.
And this is not trying to put people away, but there's a learning curve. There's a learning curve to any business. And you can read the sales copy online and people are like, oh yeah, this is a piece of cake, just buy my program and in 2 weeks you'll be a millionaire. Guys, I'm here to tell you that there's more work than that. And just understanding the, and you don't really appreciate how much they themselves, they might, the results might be true, but you don't understand how much background they had just to get to that point where they can have,
how much struggle they went through.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I always compare it to Tom Brady. Tom Brady can say, you know what, this, you can do the, you can score a touchdown in a major league game, in a NFL game in, I don't know how many seconds. It's true, he's doing it. But how much did he have to do just to build up to that?
Yeah, and also another really huge lesson that I've learned is back in the beginning, we would Google our competitors here in town. And they just seemed like the big fish because they would dominate page one of the search results. And there are so many web designers. So for our industry, it probably, those rankings probably fluctuate because all of these owners are just so savvy. They know how to, they know how to rank themselves. And so I think we all are constantly fluctuating on page one here in town. But I really was intimidated by, I would look at their website and I would see their testimonials from their clients and I'm just like, oh my gosh, how did they get that account?
Yes.
How did they get that job, you know? And I mean, the intimidation would just skyrocket.
So you're already intimidated to begin with.
Yeah.
And it just makes it like worse just by, because what you see in somebody's website is a confirmation of what you already know, that you suck. So you already know you suck to begin with.
Like, I already know, like, I'm too shy to go out and talk to people, to go out and get clients. Like, that's what I used to tell
myself. And then looking at somebody's website is just like, everything is confirmed. It, so it doesn't help.
And I'm like, okay, well, if they're showing up on page one, then they're already huge. Their company is like, they must be really popular. They must be really well liked. And there's no hope for me. There's just no room for me. But I'm here to tell you that even if you want to join an industry that is highly competitive, like web design or real estate or whatever it is, there is room.
There's still room for you. There is
plenty of space for everybody.
And that is something that we had to change our mindset around, because we realized that it doesn't matter how many people have done it before, there is still room for you. And it's just a mindset, because after a while, you start establishing your little niche.
Mm-hmm.
People start liking you. And there's a lot of people who, once they know you,
mm-hmm. they would prefer you.
Yes, they would prefer you. It's after a while, it's the relationship you build with clients. And the quicker you realize that, the easier it is to go out in the community to these events and just... And we'll do a whole program. We'll do a whole program on that. But the quicker you realize that people will do business with somebody they like, mm-hmm. trust, and they respect, right?
Know, like, and trust.
Yeah, know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
The quicker you will be out in the community starting to make those relationships. Mm-hmm. Because they don't go for somebody who is like... the best in the industry. They go for the people who they feel comfortable with.
Right.
And people who they know will look out for them. Right. That's a huge thing. If somebody feels like you are this Mr. Slick, awesome guy from out of, like,
well,
who doesn't look out for me.
I mean, if I get a cold email from LinkedIn, mm-hmm. like if I get a message from someone on LinkedIn that I've never even heard of them.
Yes.
And they're like, pitching their service to me, I am less likely to do business with that person because I have no clue who they are, never met them in person, and the first time they're talking to me, they're not talking to me as a person, they're talking to me like they want me to be their customer.
Yes.
And so, but if I meet that person at a lunch somewhere and we exchange business cards, and then maybe he calls me later on or whatever. If I find I need his service later, then I am more likely to do business with him. I've met him. I've had a conversation with him.
Yes.
But that whole like cold, I don't know. I guess maybe cold calling works for some people.
It works for some people. And that's, and actually it works for some people. Or it works for people who are selling cold calling to ideas to other people. But when you, that issue about LinkedIn, I feel like the best way to do it is once you make the connection, start giving value. And I know a lot of folks have talked about start giving value, blah, blah, blah. But if somebody has a birthday, say happy birthday. If somebody posts a new post on LinkedIn, like that post and comment. After a while, there's that connection you guys are making. So eventually, even when you start talking about your business, you have already eased in into the relationship. It's not like the first time, like, hey,
buy
from me.
My stuff.
I do SEO. And and you're one of the million of people who are saying the same thing. I do SEO. So.
No, because even the other day I got an email from some insurance place.
Yes.
I've never heard of them. And I was even wondering, how did they even get my email address?
Yes.
Did they buy it from a list
something? Yes.
I'm like, okay, really? I don't even know these people.
And so funny, it's like I manage several clients' websites, and so when I'm going to delete spam from their contact form, there's a lot of spam, and most of the spam that I'm getting is like on my client websites are web design and SEO services, something that I'm doing already for this client. So what do? I just delete it.
Right.
But how did I get this account? I did not get this account from...
By spamming
the client. No. You literally had to go and make...
Mm-hmm.
Get out of... Mm-hmm. From behind the computer
mm-hmm.
and go and
Shake hands,
mm-hmm. which for most of some of us computer geeks might be...
even for me, I really thought that would be too much for me.
Yes.
I'm like the biggest introvert ever.
Yes.
But... So
that might be a hard thing, but actually it helps. Once, before somebody hands over their passwords to you, they have to feel like they kind of know you. And maybe that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For someone just to hand over all their passwords?
Yes.
I would think they would need to trust you.
Now, I'm not saying that that's the only way to do business, but that has been very effective for us. Right. And I think this whole issue of working with your spouse, and I think we've taken it way to the techniques of running a business, but when you're working with your spouse, there's a lot of give and take. And you might... I've said something. I'm not saying you are working, your spouse is working for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying working with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that feeling that both of you are on the same level.
You're equal partners. Because you're equal partners in marriage already.
Yes, yes. So now you're equal partners in the business. And that brings up another issue because... It's not your spouse is not your employee that you are the boss and you are like, can you do this role?
And you're delegating.
And you're delegating and I'm saying, oh, this is how you delegate.
You use each other's strengths. You're like, okay, you know what? If you're good at this and I'm good at that, that's how we're gonna do it.
And that is where it becomes an issue.
Mm-hmm.
That for 99% of the people, that is where the issue comes. Because if it's an employee, you just say, okay, do this. This is your role. You're mm-hmm. doing customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is your role. You're doing marketing. Did you fill the spreadsheet?
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. But because it's your spouse, they're an equal partner. Now, nobody has more power over the other one. But the great thing about having your spouse in the business is your spouse cares. Your spouse actually goes to bed worrying about the business the same way you go to bed worrying about the business.
And I would say like the cause, one of the biggest causes of our fights is expectations that are unmet.
Okay.
Like we'll agree that something needs to be done and then when it's followed up on later and it wasn't done, we're like, okay, it's you forget that it's okay for your spouse to forget. And you're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You told me you're gonna finish editing that thing.
So because
or he'll ask me, he'll be like, whoa, 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 you said you're gonna go and meet with that person or whatever.
Oh, you're gonna make that phone call.
You're gonna email that person. And so I'm noticing that our disagreements come from, like, if one of us is overwhelmed and then the other one still expects, like, okay, why did you not do it? Why is this not done? Yes. And then things can get pretty heated from there. But we'll let you guys use your imagination for that part. So, but it's just such a blessing, though. I mean, God has really... Mm-hmm. blessed us with I don't know the ability to work things out, and because at the end everything has really worked out for us
at the end everything works out, and it comes from the idea that hey, this is my we are still on the same team.
Yes.
and we've talked about this in the Live Your Best Marriage podcast that hey, we are still on the same team, and remembering that we are still on the same team. And when you're on the same team, you work together, not work against each other.
And yeah, because one of the most important things to remember is when you're fighting with your spouse, there's no winner or a loser.
No.
You both lose together.
Yes.
Every time you fight, you both lose.
Yes.
I mean, that is really hard for me to remember. Because if I think I'm right, then I'm like, well, I'm right. But then I have Pesa here with all of his logic to remind me that we're on the same team and we're both going down together. So doesn't really matter how right you are.
And I thank God that I can see that, that I thank God that he has shown me how in the middle of I can be that voice that says, you know what, it doesn't really matter. Because
he's the voice of reason.
I don't know where it came from. Because sometimes it's like, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. And also, just another thing, too, is we forgot to mention that you, when you do run a business together, you can feel super, super close.
Yes.
With your spouse, which is so much fun. And that's something that we've been trying to make a point with just in general with couples who have kids. Either you have kids or you don't have kids. You can feel extremely close as a couple, and that is such a nice feeling. Because, and with the business, sometimes we have an us against them.
Yes, mentality.
Us against, you know, like, if a client is being whiny or
yeah,
whatever. Like, a client has, we've only had this happen once. Mm-hmm. Like, one client ditched us in the middle of a project. And so it was like me and Pesa against this. We're like, oh, whatever. We don't want to work with her anyway. Oh, we don't need her anyway. So I was like, I know that's like really childish, but no, it was really
no,
like,
we ditched her. She didn't ditch us.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, it's true. We did.
Yeah.
We're like, we don't, yeah.
Yeah, we don't anyway. Want to work with you. Yeah. But that's, again,
we mean this in the best way possible. It just didn't, it wasn't working out, and I had to send an email. So.
But the good thing about it, this is actually, we have so many of these stories.
Long story short, me and hubby felt really close that day. We're like, yay, we're a team.
Yes. So who's the next client we're going to ditch?
No, we don't do that. That was like a very rare problem that we had that came up.
Yes. And the funny thing is, I brought up the issue that you feel close when you know there's somebody else in this world who cares about your business. And you said you feel close when it's like us against somebody.
Yeah.
And for me, I like that. And one thing about being an entrepreneur is, especially like when you're running a business by yourself, is there's a certain feeling of loneliness. There's just, you just feel lonely because in most situations, you go to family events, family gatherings.
Nobody has a clue about what you're going through.
You are talking about it. Nobody really gets it.
People, I hate that. Like, someone will ask me a question like, so, what have you been up to lately? And then I'll say, like, something about the business, and then they keep quiet. Because they don't get it. Yes. And I'm just like, okay, this is really awkward. I am never talking about the business again.
So, but yeah, so like, for example, when you go to like family gatherings or family get together, it's like you're explaining something and it feels like nobody cares or nobody's interested. And then they just go to talk about their, like how their supervisor is really a pain or how their drive to work is long. What, you know, the usual. So when you have your spouse in the business, for me personally, it really helps to know that I'm not alone. And I also have, and I've talked about this, I have somebody else who really cares. Mm-hmm. So it's, when we say it's us against them, but there's also the part of it's us. Like, I can talk. There's somebody here who actually worries or who's excited or who is in this as deep as I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. And we might not be on the same page at the moment, mm-hmm. but guess what? We are reading the same book.
Yes.
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 Whoa, I should use that again.
Yeah.
We are not on the same page. We might not be on the same page at the moment, but mm-hmm. we are reading the same book.
Yes. Yes. And so, and also, I just want to let you guys know, for the record, since the beginning, me and Pesa were that couple who was supposed to divorce.
Yes.
According to all of our relatives on both sides, all of our friends, all of our coworkers, like back then, everybody just knew this is not gonna last. So here we are 13 years later with 4 children, and we're just more excited than ever.
Yes.
So
do you remember when we met that friend of yours? I'm not gonna mention his name right now.
It was not my friend. There was a co-worker that Pace and I both worked with, because that's where I met my hubby. We worked at the same place when I was in high school.
And I met this guy more than
a few years back.
Yes. So that was more than 10 years after we had left that place.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told him that I was still with Whitney, he was shocked.
Yeah, he was really surprised. And what? You guys are still together?
He could not see how we were. And he started saying a lot of negative, derogatory things that mm-hmm. how we were not supposed to be together this mm-hmm. long.
Yes.
But the weird thing is, he knew all these things and mm-hmm. I didn't even know.
So other folks,
they just knew we were not going to be together.
Had like the perfect wedding and they had blessings from everybody. And they divorced. Like they have divorced since then.
It's me against.
So it's us against the world, baby. I'm just reminding everybody out there that you don't have to be this perfect, like, because that whole, they're the quintessential couple, that crap really, like, don't even get me started. Because me and Pesa were never supposed to even, like, be together at all.
Amen.
So anyway, I don't know where that rant just came from. But because now I think, like, when I look at the way we're running a business together, I'm like, okay, whoa, you mean we survived the dating phase, we survived like having kids, we survived the homeschooling and all that stuff, and now we're adding a business on top of all of that. So I am just ranting and raving about this because I want all the other couples out there to know that you can stay together and yes, you can be happy.
Yeah, and there's hope for you too.
There's hope for every couple, really.
Yes. It doesn't matter how other people think about you. There's a reason why you guys are still together. There's mm-hmm. a reason why you guys came together. And even if she has left and other people are like, yeah, let her go, and you still have that feeling like, I need to put my family back together,
mm-hmm.
go call her right now. Say, you know what? Hey, honey, I know things are crazy, but we gotta work on this thing together, mm-hmm. man. Yeah,
definitely.
Just because you guys didn't have a perfect start does not mean you can't have a perfect ending. And mm-hmm. I'm not here to say that it's gonna be like a bed of roses every day is like a perfect thing, but it's like a struggle.
Your potential is amazing.
You cannot even believe mm-hmm. what you can do if you like us working together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, you guys can really do amazing things together.
Yes. And I always say, you know what? When you're dating, everything was possible. When you're married, way more is possible. Mm-hmm. Way more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go, folks. So, folks, we had a blast talking about... What did we talk about?
So, it was like a mixture of tips for entrepreneur couples, but also just for every couple out there. We always want to remind you guys that, again, your potential is unlimited and you guys can really do great things together. And even if just the fact that you're still together, you already are amazing. And so we just want to encourage you to keep that up. And once again, thank you so much for listening. We will be back in a couple of days.
Yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday. And don't forget to live your best marriage, and we are back on the schedule, and pray for us that we can keep this thing moving.
That we can just continue bringing this message of peace and hope.
and just
the encouragement.
Yeah, it's not where you start, it's where you're going, baby.
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, until next time, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.